I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
You know, when I look out over what happened the last 50 days, when Jill and I first got a chance to move into this magnificent building, I promised the American people, and I guess it's becoming an overused phrase, that help was on the way. But today, with the American Rescue Plan now signed into law, we've delivered on that promise. This legislation, everybody's already mentioned, will provide $1,400 in direct payments, which we all promised. Well, that means for a typical family of four, a middle-class family, husband and wife working, making $110,000 a year, that means $5,600 check they're going to get. 85% of the households in America will be getting this money. Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night, staring at the ceiling, thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job. Unemployment runs out. I'm behind in my mortgage. What are we going to do? Well, guess what? They're going to be getting that check soon, either by direct deposit or a check from the Treasury. This legislation provides resources needed to open our schools. How many of you have dealt not only in your own home or with your children and grandchildren, if you have them, with how difficult it is, the mental pressure and stress that are on so many families, so many people needing help if they had access to counseling, because it's caused enormous, enormous stress. This legislation extends unemployment insurance by $300 a week until September. It's going to help 11 million Americans who were days from losing that benefit. This legislation includes the biggest investment in child care since World War II. That's not hyperbole. That's just a fact. It's a fact. It provides help for small businesses to stay open. It extends coverage and lowers health care costs for so many Americans. So many Americans, and it's a big number for people. It provides for food and nutrition. It's going to help people keep a roof over their heads. Half a million haven't been able to make their mortgage payments. About to be thrown out of their apartments. They have to make up all that they owe. And those mom-and-pop realtors are in real trouble. It's going to cut child poverty in half. It pays for many of the steps we've taken on to vaccinate Americans. And one of the things that we said in the beginning that no one thought that I was being straight about was I said, this is going to create, we have to spend this money to make sure we have economic growth, unrelated to how much it's going to help people. Well, guess what? Every single major economist out there, left, right, and center, supported this plan. Even Wall Street agreed. According to Moody's, for example, by the end of this year, this law alone will create 7 million new jobs. 7 million. And the bill does one more thing, which I think is really important. It changes the paradigm. For the first time in a long time, this bill puts working people in this nation first. It's not hyperbole. It's a fact. For too long, it's been the folks at the top. They're not bad folks. Significant number of them, no, they shouldn't be getting the tax breaks they had. But it put the richest Americans first who benefited the most. And the theory was, we've all heard it, and especially the last 15 years, the theory was cut taxes and those at the top and the benefits they get will trickle down to everyone. Well, you saw what trickle-down does. We've known it for a long time, but this is the first time we've been able to, since the Johnson administration, and maybe even before that, to begin to change the paradigm. We've seen time and time again that trickle-down does not work. And by the way, we don't have anything against wealthy people. You got a great idea, you're going to go out and make millions of dollars. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But guess what? You got to pay your fair share. You got to pay some, because guess what? Folks are making living on the edge, they're paying. And so, again, All it's done is make those at the top richer in the past and everyone else falling behind. This time, it's time that we build an economy that grows from the bottom up and the middle out. The middle out. And this bill shows that when you do that, everybody does better. The wealthy do better. Everybody does better across the board. If that's our foundation, then everything we build upon will be strong, a strong foundation. Our competitiveness around the world, the jobs here at home, the health and quality of our lives. That's what the American Rescue Plan represents. It's all about rebuilding what I've been saying and Bernie, a lot of others are saying, the backbone of this country. The backbone of this country are hard-working folks. Hard-working folks, middle-class folks, people who built the country. And I might add, I think unions built the middle class. And it's about creating opportunity and giving people a fair shot. That's really all and everything it's about. In the coming weeks, Jill and I and Kamala and Doug and our cabinet, we're going to be traveling the country to speak directly to the American people about how this law is going to make a real difference in their lives and how help is here for them. This law is not the end of our efforts, though. I view it as only a beginning. This is not over. Conditions can change. We're not finished yet. Conditions can change. The scientists have warned us about new variants of this virus. And the devil is in the details of implementing this legislation. It's one thing to pass the American Rescue Plan. It's going to be another thing to implement it. God bless you all. Thank you for all you did. And may God protect our troops. Thank you.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.